This might seem frivolous after everything we've endured during the past 2 years, but Australia is in the midst of a champagne shortage. The short supply of the bubbles reveals deeper issues plaguing global logistics and how we've been spending money during the lockdowns, as Clint Jasper reports.
Australians are consistently among the top per capita consumers of champagne. And for Melbourne importer Kyla Kirkpatrick, business has only increased over the last 2 years.
It's an interesting one, and you're right, we didn't have racing, we didn't have big events, we didn't have the Grand Prix, but we certainly saw champagne sales lift.
While globally champagne sales dropped in 2020, imports to Australia rose by 10%.
We certainly do see increases in affordable luxury items selling during times of economic crisis.
It happened after the global financial crisis in 2008, and it's happening again, except the product is harder to access.
So it's a cruel business at the moment.
At the start of this year, frosts wiped out between 30 and 40% of the crop. Sydney-based importer Mark Faber says that's created a global scramble for any stock the Champagne region's houses have to offer at the moment.
A lot of the big houses, some of the ones that are known for the most famous brands in the world, reacted a little bit too slowly, and they're finding that they are running out of stock.
Adding to that is higher freight costs caused by a shortage of shipping containers.
Genuinely now, with the way logistics are, the global logistics, getting a container of wine from Champagne or from anywhere in Europe to Australia is pretty much a 3-month exercise.
A 12 bottle per person purchase limit on famous brands is the main way liquor retailers have responded to the shortage. Australian winemakers see this as an opportunity to promote local sparkling wine, which they say is just as good. And they're not alone. Decanter magazine declared Tasmania's House of Arras the best sparkling wine in the world last year. Accolade Wines is that winery's parent company, and its UK-based CEO Robert Foy says the gong is a sign of just how much quality is on offer among Australian sparkling wines.
In fact, much of it we use the traditional method that's used by Champagne, use equally as good grapes and equally as good winemaking.
But Champagne diehards like Kyla Kirkpatrick aren't quite convinced.
Do we think that consumers are going to move from Champagne to sparkling wine? I would say no.
But if you stick with Champagne, just like cherries, it won't come cheap this Christmas.
Clint Jasper there.